home and Amos Miles and you the Department of Public Health coronavirus hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
I was calling to find out when the coronavirus vaccination is going to be available for those who have underlying medical conditions.
Well,
some of the other states have it stated on their website. Y'all do not.
I mean, if you'd like, you can go ahead and pre-register to be vaccinated, and I can provide
you
with...
How do you do that when it kicks you out of the eligibility?
I can provide you with a phone number that you can call, and we can take down your information and send it over to the relevant health department, and then you would be contacted when an appointment becomes available.
But y'all don't have a date, like, say, Tennessee has a date March 8th that they're going to start giving out 1C vaccinations.
Oh, no, ma'am, not currently, unless there's new news on the Alabama Department of Public Health website that I'm not aware of. And then see, we run into another problem. Curiosity, what county are you located in?
Jefferson.
Okay, so you're in Jefferson County. So I would have to, when you call into the line for the, actually, I'll just give you the number to the, if I can get access to it really quickly, I'll give you the number that you'll call to the Jefferson County Clinic, let's see here, Jefferson County, Alabama population. So as of the 2019 census, 658,573 people were accounted for in Jefferson County alone. So if we take and we just say generously, of 658,573 people, what if 50,000 of those people were actually health conscious and they wanted to get vaccinated because, you know, they're health conscious, they want to do everything they can to avoid catching this nasty coronavirus. Okay, so that's 50,000 people. And then you have limited facilities offering the vaccine. So say with those limited facilities, what if they're doing 1,000, this is just probably even way too generous, but say they're doing 1,000 vaccinations a week. If they're doing 1,000 vaccinations a week and they're trying to accommodate just 50,000 of the 658,573 people, it would take 50 weeks to get 50,000 people vaccinated with the coronavirus vaccine. So that's the reason why it's such a problem, such a big problem.
The pharmacies and other areas, and let them do it, and then it would go a little bit faster than 1,000 people per day. But I'm talking about people with medically underlying conditions.
I understand that.
You know,
I understand. Yes, absolutely.
People that would end up
I understand
in the
100%.
Hospital if they had it.
What we need is we need for
on the last, but you know.
What we need is we need for the doctor's offices for people to, you know, get, you know, plenty of these vaccines so they can administer them to their to their patients. So that way, if you were going to see, hypothetically, if you're going to see Dr. Johnston, you could get into Dr. Johnston's office, he could get you vaccinated, and you'd be well and good and taken care of, and then go back a couple weeks later to see Dr. Johnson for your second dose, and then you'd be all vaccinated and immunized, or that's the word I was looking for. But that's what's going on right now. That's the biggest problem, is the number of people all rushing to get the vaccines, and it's just a big cluster. Let me see if I can get you the phone number to the Jefferson County Clinic, although technically...
Yeah, and I could drive somewhere. If I could go to another county, I could probably drive.
Let's see here. Uh, And I thank you for your patience.
That's okay. It's just frustrating that, to me, people with, like, cancer, diabetes, those kind of conditions should be higher up on the priority list, in my opinion, than others.
Oh, I understand. And I apologize for this delay. Let's see. Here we go. This should be it. No, that's the same scripting that I just pulled up. Let me get back. Oh, well, let me see if it's on the, if I just Google Jefferson County, Alabama Clinic. No. Yes. No. I want to make sure I get you the correct number because I don't want to give you any incorrect information because I want you to get the correct contact information. But because you called in on the wrong number, this scripting doesn't have that phone number. So I'm trying to get back to where I had that scripting up yesterday because I haven't had a – or I don't think I've had a call on that thing today. Let me check.
I just thought it was funny that other states told the date when it was going to be available for the next group, but Alabama doesn't. And I've heard that Florida's already doing 1C. And there's
not
one
either.
County in Tennessee that's doing 1C.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know how, but they are.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will be a great benefit once all of the pharmacies start having vaccines available.
Yeah.
They help.
They help. One time done would be even better.
And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay, cool. I have the phone number for the Jefferson County Clinic available whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
205-858-2221.
Okay.
All right, and I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites. That'd be the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I do hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.